We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Yep, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. And if you had to run out to do something.
And we got the King of Brooklyn here.
Maino.
Maino. King of Brooklyn 3.
Yeah.
You look KLB like you're in the three. Gym heavy, my brother.
Is that what it look like?
Word up.
It could be deceiving.
Look at the diet then change.
I go maybe twice a month.
Really?
To the gym twice a month?
Yeah. Maybe three times. I'm not doing as well as I should be. If I was going to the gym maybe three times a week, I'd be really monster. But I don't go as much as I should. But when I do go, I do a lot of cardio.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I like to try to stay lean and burn the fat.
I'm saying you look lean. Would you change the diet or something? Or you...
A little bit. Like I was staying away from the bread, staying away from all the carbs, you know, the potatoes, the rice, and stuff like that, and just trying to maintain, you know what I mean? Listen, these dudes ain't better than me, and they definitely ain't cuter, you know what I mean? I gotta maintain, you see what I'm saying? The girls be like, he cute, so I gotta can't be out here all flabby and sick.
Word up.
You know?
I know, I saw the most recent rumor was you and Blac Chyna. I saw you guys posted up on the blogs and everything.
You saw it? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know I saw that.
Nah, I didn't see that either. Yeah, that's the first time
I'm hearing. Oh, Google it right now, you'll see.
Don't surprise me, it's Maino.
Why don't people think you could just be friends with a woman, though?
People don't think I could be friends?
Yeah, why every time you take a picture?
I don't think people believe that. Mm-hmm. Do you think people believe that? Me and you, look at our relationship. And me and you like this.
Yeah,
even though you don't handle certain business for me, like I
want you. Angela Yee
different,
Maino.
Though, because Angela got so much girlfriends that it's better to be her friend right, so she can throw you
this. It forces you in a position to be like, you know what? Let me just be your brother.
There you go.
That's probably what it is.
There you go. Now, KLB3.
Yeah. Out right now.
I like, all right, I'm going to tell you some of my favorite songs on there. I like the PMP song with Chings.
That's right. Like that's that joint. That's it right there.
I think that should be a single right there.
That was, you know what? That was originally what it was supposed to be, but the I'ma Go Harder Than Them, it's been moving, and it's crazy that, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you see records moving, it's all about the machine that moves it, right? But every now and then you get records that move organically. Like right now, you see all these people posting these workout videos to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy that.
That's true.
That's just the natural, you know, progression of a record that just, you know, feels like it relates to people.
Right.
So it's been doing good, man, and I feel blessed. I feel good, man.
You've been working out. You don't even work out that much.
You know, I did two workout videos, or maybe three, and posted it, and then from there it was just crazy, you know, with everybody posting videos, and you know, I see one dude, he got the barbell, he throwing up like this, he's singing, and at the same time, I'm gonna go harder than him, you know, and it just feels good to be able to make music that touches people, man. You know what I mean?
What exactly are your problems, man?
Oh,
I see you on Instagram talking about it a lot. Now you got a song about it.
Yeah, and listen, man, shout out to Chinks.
Rest in peace.
God bless him, man. You know, I was doing these things on my Instagram. You know, I was calling out dudes for some of the outrageous behavior that they was having, that, and it was funny because I would try to make it funny purposely because you know it was like these the problems that only would have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like these are problems that only would have. So I would make it funny. Like I'd be like, yo, you know, if you in a club and then, you know what I'm saying, you got your girl and you holding hands with a girl and then just come by and just touch your girl by her ass or something like that, and you turn around, you don't do nothing, and then you got problems.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was funny, and then Chinks called me one day and was like, yo, I see you on Instagram, man. I got something for you. And he came with that hook and that verse, and it was just so crazy. We were supposed to shoot the video. Two days before he passed away, we was talking about shooting a video. So I'm still going to do it regardless, though.
How did Chinks' death affect you? Because you a hood dude. You be out in the street. You play the streets.
Not as much, man. Charlamagne, I got out the streets, and I'm fortunate, you know. I see people in Jersey now.
Right, you know what I mean?
Nah,
but he wasn't doing nothing street.
Yeah,
he
wasn't doing criminal activity.
He wasn't doing nothing.
I understand the question, though. Like, it affects me because at the end of the day, we all black males trying to get away from that life, and we all, you know, sacrifice, you know, time with our family and been through certain things in our life and our development. And then we got here, and the whole objective was to try to get away from that. So for that to come back and bite you, I was the first person to post it.
Mm.
I was the first person to post it because I did a show in Utica, and I was on my way back, and a homie of mine called me and was like, Tax Stone called me.
Tax, what up, Tax?
And he said that somebody called him from the hospital, and I spoke to Bino, and then I posted it, and then Meek called me, asked me, was it true? And I was like, yeah, it was true. You know, that could be any one of us. We got kids, we got families, we all trying to, you know, make this music work for us. You understand? That's what the objective is. We've been in jail. We've been in the streets. We've been banging with niggas. We've been going to war and all that or whatever over money and misunderstandings and stuff like that. And we get into the game, and the whole objective is the win. It's just unfortunate, man. And it bothers me. It bothered me a lot.
Because it seems like trouble finds you. Like you're trying to get away. You're doing everything you can to be out of it.
You know, sometimes it made me feel like because he was so humble to me, you know, and watching him, and I remember him from back when Stack Bundle days and stuff like that, and it was like, it's just like, damn, do it paid, do you, like, this is why you gotta punish all the time, mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, do it pay to be a good, sometimes you question, like, you be the coolest, just come blow your head off, like,
mm-hmm.
So it's, sometimes it plays with your mind, and it's like, you know, but you know what, we ain't gonna go to that negative route. We gonna stay on the same path. We gonna do what we supposed to do. You know what I mean? It's just unfortunate, man. And it touched me because I look at my son, he's 12 years old, and I can't even think of a day where he could be like, damn, my father ain't coming home no more.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely.
Well, Maynard, I always look at you as a business person and an entrepreneur as well, you know, as an artist. So let's talk about some other things that you have going on. I know King of Brooklyn 3.
Yeah.
Is that right now?
Right now. And I gave it for free. I did it for free.
Yeah, you gave it for free.
Did it for free. It's for the people.
I came out at like midnight.
Yeah, midnight's for free. Let the people have. I like, because I want the energy.
It sounds like a real album, yeah, though, not yeah. just a free.
Yeah, I put my heart and soul into it. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to touch people's soul. But, you know, I'll be out doing, you know, different things. You know, we hustling. You know, I tell you all my business.
Right. You're doing television and.
You finally gonna do the TV thing, man?
No.
Not like you think.
I will share this with y'all, because you know me, I like to be unpredictable. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm the underdog, and I feel like people, they look at me one way, they don't really understand me. So I like to do things and surprise people. But I actually developed the show.
All right.
I actually developed the show. I wrote a few things out. You know, I got a couple things drafted, and I went, you know, shout out to Isha Entertainment.
Michael Hirshon,
shout out to Melissa Cooper. We partnered up on the show. I don't really want to get
Well, it's not what you think it is. It's not
about me.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you do a show about you? Because that was in the works.
But
you could do it for the love of Mano.
Yeah, but I just felt like I didn't want to show.
Because you filmed some of that. I saw you out and about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did. You know, it was with VH1. I just felt like I didn't want to show that really just catered to my love life. I felt like it was more parts to me than just, you know, my love life and stuff like that. And then I guess I get spooked. I look at these shows and I'll be like, damn. Part of being an artist is some of the mystique that you don't know about everything. Mm-hmm. And I look at some of these dudes and be like, damn, I liked you, man. I ain't know you was a lame like this. Damn.
Oh,
I just like how Mano uses slick words like love life.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say. And the first thing love I thought, life. Mano, is that your love life is fascinating, if you want to call
Why
it
would
a
you
love
say that?
Life.
Why would you say that?
Because it's just fascinating.
How is that? You're going to put you're gonna put a bad name out
no,
there.
No. I feel like it is a... I'm trying to think. How can I say
this? Mano out here smashing these chicks just like the rest of us,
I feel like Mano...
Love life.
At certain points...
I like that you owned it.
...wants to be in love, but then I feel at certain times you don't. And I just don't... I feel like you might get with a good girl and whatever, but you just can't... The dots aren't connecting
man, listen,
properly. You know, and women fall in love with Mano.
Do they? I didn't know.
I know one female in particular.
There you go.
What?
She was in the hospital.
Right? See, that's what happened. That's your BFF. Yeah. You see what happened? She go. She go.
No, you don't even know that I know this girl. And well, anyway, she was upset because I guess you stopped messing with her. She said the D was so good, she was all broken up over it.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. You and Angelique got a routine going here. That just made your ratings go to the
No, I'm just saying it's really, really happening in real life.
Is that so?
But what would make you cut a girl off?
I'm a simple guy, man. Like
I'm
a simple guy. Like, you know,
I'm gonna fall out the chair.
I'm an easygoing dude, you know. Like, you know, they think I'm cute. They say I'm handsome. You feel me? They like my ways. But listen, I stopped talking to a girl before for not voting.
This guy is good. Mano is good as a mother.
You, Jesus ladies, Christ. Make sure you get out there and vote. It's important.
Wow.
I swear to God, man.
You would rather she vote. It don't matter who she votes for. Just get out there and vote.
It was something that she said, though. That was just
what did she
just
say?
So
this
mad,
is going to hold Obama.
It was Obama re-election. Okay.
She was like, man, my vote don't count.
Nah, somehow we was talking about Obama. You know, I'll be watching the news. Obama came up, and I was like, "Yo, you voted?" She was like, "Voted for what? They gonna kill him anyway." I said, "What?
God.
Wow, who was that?"
I said, "Yo, man, I ain't never spoke to that girl again."
No, I'm like that too. I don't like that kind of ignorant.
That's ignorant though. Like at the end of the day, like, listen, if we can't, you know, build and grow with each other and learn from each other, then it's just a waste of time. So after you come away from the sex, then what is it really about?
That's right. Real. I used to date this girl who she had an inverted nipple. And I asked her, what is that? And she was like, that's the nipple all the guys like to suck on. I'm like, oh, you got to go.
Yeah, see, that's... There's some deformities out there. I ran into a couple situations, though.
But he just didn't want to think about another man sucking on that nipple.
It's disgusting to say.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's just stupid to say, though. Like, for real, like, we got to be able to build. We got to be able to grow Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, when we, after the club, after the radio, after we on the road, after the shows, after the whole everything that's going on, and we just chilling in the crib, I need, what's your character like? Mm-hmm. We need to be able to talk.
Right.
Can we build, can we talk outside of what's going on in the club? Can we talk outside of music? I can. And if we, if I'm with a female that's just talking ignorant, it's crazy. It's like, it's a turnoff for me.
Now, I also saw you, and this really made me laugh, on CNN.
Yeah.
They had you
as a token inmate?
Yeah, as an inmate correspondent. Now, and they were like, Mina was actually locked up in this jail that the escapees.
Yeah, they called me up to CNN, and I thought, I was like, you know what? Cool, I'll do it. You know, it's the first time. But they kept calling me to come back, and I was like, what they want to talk about. They want to know, they want to know the relationships between inmates, you know, female inmates and, you know, female guards and inmates. And I was like, listen, there's certain things that go on in there that shouldn't be told.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to blow the spot up on that.
Exactly. Yeah. I got friends that's in prison that might be in situations where they...
Right. Thanks, Mano, you ruined my...
They might be situated.
Right. Absolutely.
You feel me?
Right.
And I can't be on national...
on CNN.
International. Yeah.
This is what happens.
Yeah, like, this is what happens, you know, they bring in Twinkies and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Sneaking in, you know, fish sticks and shit like that. Like, I'm not, no.
Right, you can't break that.
So I was very careful about even the first time when I went up there and when I talked about. But it was a great experience, though. You know, just
I turned on my TV, seeing Mano on CNN.
Exactly.
I was like, what is this?
Exactly.
I like to see her dudes that are smart in those situations, though.
You're smart as the new gangster, though. Like, we elevating, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is to inspire the hood. Like, they know what I come from. They know what it is. It ain't like you don't know. Like, because I pull up, I come. You know what it is. But the whole thing is about showing them that we could get to a whole nother plateau. We could do other things. Like, we could have that dirt on us, these felonies in these situations in the streets, but we could rise above it. And that's all my music, and that's all my whole being ever been about.
Word up. Now, last time you was here, and I salute you on this, you predicted that the next time you was here, your soul case would be dropped and your name would be cleared.
Oh, of course. And that happened. I told you. And I didn't, 'cause I didn't want to talk about it then.
Mm-hmm.
About the bitch lying on me like that.
Word.
Lying on a brother.
Yeah.
On a good brother.
And you clean that.
Yeah. On a good brother.
Yes, I was very upset when Mano
got
accused of assault.
Yeah, they called you. They always calling you. They knew they called you. And they called you up and wanted to jump all over the radio and spill these lies out and stuff like that. But I ain't lose no sleep about that, because at the end
you
of
sure
the day.
You sure didn't. You was like, man, I was asleep.
I said, yeah, you calling me about that, man? Man, hang up, man. I'm going to sleep. Because at the end of the day, we don't come out in the wash, going to come out in the rinse. So I knew. I wasn't worried about that.
Does it piss you off, though, that, like, when the bad stuff happens, whether it's true or not, media all over it? Case get dropped, you might get one.
Yo, mission. I swear to God, listen, that shit was in the paper 4 times when it first happened. And then it was in the paper maybe once or twice, but it was on every blog.
Yeah.
Every blog when it happened, I was like, people call me like, yo, you did this? And I'm like, you really think I did that? I was more mad at that.
Yeah.
So when they found out that she was lying and they put the press release out, only like 2-3 blogs picked it up. I was like, wow.
Because nobody cares about the truth and the lies.
Nobody cares about the truth. And that's the realest thing I heard all morning. Nobody cares about the truth.
When the lies more entertaining.
When the lies more entertaining. I might run with that.
Next album.
Yeah, I'm not wrong with that.
Nah, a lot going on in hip hop, man. Yeah. Everybody beefing but you, man. Oh, what's up, man? You ain't had a beef in a while.
Nobody want to beef with me, man. I'm a ringer. I be playing rough. Nah, I mean, listen. It's who I'm a beef with, though. It's nobody to really. I don't know. I just think I had to spend more time getting myself together than me beefing with niggas about nothing, about frivolous stuff like that. But who beefing? Beefing is good in music, though.
Absolutely. Sometimes. It's healthy competition. Could you handle that? Because we had Gunplay up here. Gunplay was like, he don't want nobody rapping about him because he couldn't handle it. He have to see you in the
street. It depends. No, I can't say I couldn't handle it, but it depends on the nature of what the situation is.
Gotcha.
You know, some be disrespectful to the point where it'd be like, you know what?
I'm going to see you.
I can't even. I just need to really, you know, see about the situation and address it in a different way. But what's going on right now is cool, man. It's cool. I ain't got a problem with it.
Word.
I think it's good for the culture, because I think when hip hop fell into this whole fake love, everybody friendly, everybody's no competition, everybody holding each other hand and kissing and holding and hugging and fake acting like family and all that. It was just nasty.
It's okay not to like each other. Some people, if you don't, y'all don't get along, you don't have to pretend.
I'm cool with not being cool with everybody. Right. I'm comfortable with that.
It's like you build your own gang.
Right. I'm not down with nobody. I'm by myself, and I've always been by myself. But that's why my role been, you know, the way it's been, because when things not going good for me, I don't have another artist to lean on. I don't have a whole situation. Like, it's just me.
When artists come up in Brooklyn, do you feel like, for the most part, do people reach out to Mano, in particular from Brooklyn, to be like, hey, I just want to...
Well, most artists that come from Brooklyn, 9 times out of 10, I kind of know. Yeah, through some way, I know them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always try to extend myself, you know, for them, because like you got this artist that's coming up, you know, 2 Milli.
Yeah, I saw you, Milli, back in doing the remix.
Yeah, we did the remix. We shot the video and all that, and that was just about me. Just they from Gates Avenue, and I just feeling like, this is love, man. I love to see that. You know what I mean? And I love, because nobody helped me like that. So I wanted to be able to just give a little bit of support. You know what I mean? Because the video was only on YouTube. So I wanted to, you know what I mean? Listen, if we shoot it again, we got a chance to hit World Star and everywhere else. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was all good.
Does it help or hurt artists to keep it so New York? Because I seen you got this song with Vado and Uncle Murder now.
Yeah, but I also got a song with Kevin Gates. I always been an artist to work with artists outside of the thing. I'm like, I f*** with whoever, anybody. I'm not confined to just New York. It don't, you know what I mean? I love New York.
You travel, you know, all over.
Yeah, we just got back from Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's cool. Like, I work with whoever, and if we connect and the music is dope, then it's all good.
I must admit, they say you got a number one dance hit with Erica Jane.
Oh, yeah, number one. Yeah, we had a number one record. Yep.
I'm like, when that happened?
Yeah, quiet. This is what I'm saying. Quiet money, quiet things going on out here. You know what I'm saying? When you're a hustler, like, you into different things. You see? It's not just putting your eggs in one basket, you know? And just because you may not have the number one urban record going on, just other things you got going on. And that was a video, and we had fun. We went to L.A. I had a great time. And that's a whole nother genre, you know? So, yeah, shout out to Erica Jane, you know? It was in Scott Storch, because we put that together.
How'd that happen?
I was in a club. What was it? A greenhouse. And I ran into Scott Storch and in Elvana. And Scott Storch and Elvana. And we went... He was like, yo, I got the studio, let's go. So after the club, we went to the studio and we wrote this song. Me and Elvana wrote the song together.
Wow.
Crazy, yeah. Which became Erica Jane's song, which became a number one record on the dance charts, yeah.
Damn. So what do you think about this whole ghostwriting phenomenon in hip-hop, since you mentioned writing?
Not really a phenomenon.
It's not a phenomenon, but you know. Can you respect the artist if you know he got a ghostwriter?
It depends on what the situation is. If you telling me, don't worry, if I write rhymes, I write checks, then I understand what's going on. Like, that's the Puff, you know what I mean? We kind of always respected Puff because we knew what it was.
Even if you watch Straight Outta Compton, Ice Cube wrote everybody's raps.
Right, but and even Dre. And we kind of love those dudes, regardless.
Even Kanye, we always known he's had help writing. That's never been a secret.
Right, but I think it's different when you're trying to say, when you basically saying, like, I'm that dude. And
this is my life, I'm a lyricist. And this
right, I think it becomes a little bit different. But I may care, but I don't think the vast general public cares.
Nah, they don't care.
You know what I'm saying? Not the fans, right? Maybe like back in, you know, in the 90s, if something like that would have came out, it would have been like, oh my God. It was like the Holy Grail, because you're not writing. Because here's the thing. All our greats, all the people that we put up on that pedestal, let's see. Pac, Big, right?
Nas.
Nas, Hov, right? Who else?
Kiss.
Kiss, all those dudes, we like, these like our gods, right? Our rap gods, and all of them wrote. So then is it safe to say that we put a dude up there that it may be questionable? It may be questionable. Right. I don't know. Now, we could be a fan of the music. You know what I mean? I love the music, but is he one of the greats? I don't know.
True.
I don't know.
I get it.
But hip hop is good. There's a lot of, you know, it's beefing going on. It's all good.
He said it's good. It's beefing going on.
You just need a little bit more. Like, I like how it is now, where it's a little scary. Just a little, like when AR Ab them start getting into it with Meek, I like that.
He said,
with O'Malley
like that.
And them doing and this O'Malley record, doing I like that.
Now, it's like, it was a little bit scary.
A little scary. Just a little.
My thing with that, like last night I was at Griffin and I saw something happen that really, really bothered me. They put on a Sus One, shout out to Sus One, threw on the Drake back to back record. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody was like going crazy, and then he threw on the Meek record. Mm-hmm. And the crowd started booing.
No, man, they still doing that?
It was booing a little bit. And I was like, and I asked Village, I turned around, I said, yo, they booing? He said, yeah, they booing him. And I grabbed the mic. I said, hold on. It's New York City. We can't do that. You're not going to make no street uncool. All you streets in here that's supposedly representing a certain type of lifestyle, you're not going to allow somebody to make you feel like what he represents is uncool. Mm-hmm. Meek is the only urban artist right now on that level that represent the street. We can't allow people to make us feel like that's not cool. But no,
but there was a good point. But what about making himself look uncool with the Twitter rant?
That's a battle. Cool, and he's a man. And if he lost the battle or whatever, cool. That's a battle.
It's a battle. Bro, yeah,
but you're not gonna tell me his music is not good. You was just partying to his music 2 weeks ago.
Word.
Now all of a sudden you booing it down. We can't allow that to happen, because what he represent, it affects me. You understand? I feel like what he represent, we need that in hip hop. If you look at the charts, he's the only artist that sold that amount of records and still he talking about crack. He talking about
street artists. Yeah,
you crazy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need that.
But as a rap fan, you got to be disappointed.
As a rap fan, though, yeah, it's a battle. And I'm comfortable saying, okay, Drake situation was well thought out. He put it together.
Word.
And he did his thing. Cool. I like both of them.
Me too.
What were some steps that you think that Meek took that he should have executed better?
I just think it should have been a little bit more thought out. And I think sometimes we underestimate our enemies, because sometimes a lot is going on. You see, it's an art to that. You know, opposition, thinking steps ahead. You feel me? I try to always be a step. You know, if I do this, then what he'll do? You understand? So that's all. But I think that, come on, you're a young artist. He could grow from that.
Mm-hmm.
We get wounded in the field. We pick ourselves up and we keep going. We don't stop going with good music just because of a battle. They said Hov lost to Nas.
That's debatable, though.
No, listen.
Very debatable.
Listen what I said. They said
Hov
lost to Nas. That's debatable. Cool. So for the people that felt like Hov lost, I don't think that they stopped dealing with Hov music.
True.
All I'm saying is I don't like what that represents, and I just feel like New York City, we ain't about to do that, not on my watch.
I also think it's just temporary, because it just happened and people will forget about it.
And I think people wanted Meek to put up more of a fight.
Right.
Put up a fight.
Temporary.
Cool. All that what you're saying is cool.
Because when he's on tour right now with Nicki, they still cheering for him crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
When
he goes in, whatever. I think it's just temporary.
I couldn't be in a club and seeing dudes I know is in the street. And this is the only street artist rapping about street shit that I know you relate to.
Word.
I know you relate to it. I know you relate. You relate to this more than anything else. Because you in there. Y'all can't do that.
You can't tear that down. Because if you tear that down, it's it.
What we got? What else we got?
I mean, that's selling and moving.
That's selling and moving. He's he's the face of urban music. The street, just not just, you know, you got Big Sean's, you got J. Cole's, but they represent something different. And it's all good music, but they represent something different. I'm not saying if he lost, all right, cool, whatever, but you can't tear that down. Hell no.
But I think that they might be born because they feel like you let the streets down. It's like if we saw you doing something crazy, we'd be like, come on, Mano.
I know. No. I know. I get it.
Sometimes you got to take that L and, you know, move on from it.
But that's what the L is. We supposed to learn from it. I took plenty of L's in my life. Right. You know, we all make decisions sometimes that we say, damn, I shouldn't have done that. You see what I'm saying? You know Charlamagne, he waking up in hotels with strange women all the time. He's like, damn, I shouldn't
have done
that.
Not anymore.
I'm married now. I'm out the game.
Out the game.
But I know for a fact, Mano has definitely woken up.
You gotta chill, man. You gotta chill.
I had a good life.
Mano has definitely said, "Man, I shouldn't have done that."
Yeah, plenty of times.
I'm gonna try again though to make sure I shouldn't have done
it. You live and you learn. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's hip hop. Let's keep it hip hop. I mean, you know, the fans is upset. Let's keep it hip hop. It's cool. Side, you know, they all winners.
I see on KLB3 you got like a lot of new people on there.
Of course, that's what it's about.
On a lot of records,
Dios Moreno.
There you go.
Yeah, shout out to Tweezy. You know, that's what it's about though. Like making way for that new wave.
Or,
you see what I'm saying? Like I was fortunate to work with a lot of artists, big artists, whoever. And these young boys, they coming up right now. They got that sound and they got that wave, but that's how you stay new. That's how you stay. You keep it alive, like, you know. And I've been around for a few years now, so it's like they got that new wave, and it's like, okay, cool. I like that. Come on, bring it on. Look, Dr. Dre was with N.W.A. and then he went and found Snoop and like kind of caught him another wave, and Eminem caught him another wave. You see what I'm saying? Sure. That's the new energy. It's the same thing.
What I like about you, man, you came out with All the Above. It was a big record, but you never went and chased that again. You know, I'm gonna go do another All the Above.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, listen. It's just about
you want another one. But yeah, you ain't
chasing. It's about positioning. Right. I wasn't able to have it at this time because that comes with being with a major corporation that's gonna spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe me, I got a couple of those. But if you can't waste them though.
Right.
And if you can't just throw them away. If you don't have a big situation, then it's like, what else could I do? But so it's just like boxing. It's like every punch is not gonna be a knockout. You head hunting and you might lose the fight. So what you do? You gotta sometimes say, you know what, hold on, let me go to the body.
Right.
So I'm going to the body on these niggas. You know what I'm saying? I had to break it back down, go to the body. That's what KLB3 is. That's what these street records and going straight to the core. That's what it is. And look what's happening. It's something that's happening for me that ain't been happening in a long time. It's moving organically. You understand? And it feels good, man. I feel good.
You feel good.
Mano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mano, you feeling any backlash with these chicks? Like, you know.
Here you go.
What
backlash now? What I do now?
You know, it might be a situation like, say you like somebody, but you done smashed their friend or other people that they know. And,
right, but here's the thing.
And that causes some backlash.
Yeah, but check this out.
Don't go there with ye.
No, I'm going to go there. I'm going to put myself in the hole. Get myself jammed up, you know what I mean? My phone going to be clicking. Check this out. A lot of times, these people paint wrong, different pictures. You see what I'm saying?
You sell dreams, Mano.
No, I don't sell dreams. I sell the truth. And that's why they like me, because I'm real.
So you don't tell these girls, like, oh, you know, we're going to be together. I love you. We're going to do this.
I don't understand what
you might feel that way at that moment.
That I only feel that way when at the club. I only feel that way at the club. All right,
so you do feel that way temporarily.
Let me tell you something, man. I've been so out of my mind at times that I remember. Do you believe in love at first sight?
You said that.
No, because I'm feeling something I never felt before.
Mano, come on, man. I thought you were out here thugging these girls out. You out here. You drink on the low.
That's his love life. Mano took for his love life.
I'm Drake. Yo, listen. sometimes people, I'm selling the truth though. Because outside of that, that's because that comes with heavy intoxication.
Right. That's so you're heavy. You're the king of bullshit.
No, only heavy intoxication. When it's heavy intoxication.
She done flipped KOB on you, man. God damn.
It's all right, though. Because I can handle it, though. I ain't scared. Listen, heavy intoxication can bring about certain things, man. And you might say something, you know what I mean? And it's okay, right? But outside of that, sober talking, no, I'm not selling
you. So when you're sober and the girl says to you, you know, last night in the club, you said love at first sight and it was this, this, and that. You say, well, I was drunk. Or do you just...
It never really comes back up, though. Just like, because I think it sounds so ridiculous, though.
If you fell for that, that's kind of on you.
Right, it never really comes back up, though. And that hasn't happened a lot, but it hasn't. But what I'm saying, it's back to your question. It's like sometimes people, they think more of themselves than you think of them. So I'm saying, so if I never kissed you before, I ain't never done things, and I only been around you 3-4 times in the whole... 5 years we known each other. What that tell you? Like you bugging.
We're not together.
Yeah, and then you hating on other situations because you really, whatever you feel, I don't know nothing about. Because then you know it ain't the same way. Because we ain't never was like that.
Right.
You just told on yourself. Now you're going to have girls wanting to kiss now in public. Kiss me, Mano.
You said
if
you don't
like kiss me.
If you no, love me, kiss me.
No, no.
And take a picture.
No, but I'm just saying, you should know. If I ain't ever kiss you, you should know, like, how much like do I have for you if we ain't ever even kiss?
Right.
Not one time.
What about, would you go down on a girl if you never kissed her?
This is what I'm saying. If I never did either of the two.
What are you talking about?
No. We if I never done either of the two, then... How much like do I have for you? So you can't be out here misrepresenting the situation, acting
true.
Like, oh, yeah, me and him was like that, and we was going, I never did none of these things with you. No dating, no hanging out, no none of these things.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, just wanted to clear that up.
KOB3 is out right now.
KOB3 is out right now. Harder Than Them is out right now, banging, PNP. All that, like, I mean, listen, man, the real one's gonna come back for me.
Absolutely. Salute my dog, Mano, man. Thank you for coming, my brother.
Love.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.